Avos per Gimel Mishnehei 3:5, and in some Mishnayot it's 3:4. Here we have Rabbi Chanina ben Chachinai Omer. He says, Haneor Belaila, one who stays up at night, V'hamalech b'derech chichidi, and one who walks on a path alone, V'mefaneh libo levatala, and he turns his mind to nothing, meaning away from Torah, he doesn't think about much in particular, Harezim mischayev benafsho. He is responsible for whatever happens to him. It's as if it's his fault. And if something bad happens, he is held accountable. Now, what's this Mishnah talking about? The way the Bartanura learns it, there are two things that he does that are dangerous. And the Mishnah is saying if he does either of these dangerous things, but doesn't learn Torah, instead he turns his heart to batala, to wasting time, then he has foregone the protection that Torah affords. And therefore, if something bad happens to him, it's his own fault. He'll be mischai b'nafsho. He's held accountable. In other words, the connection from this mission to the previous mission, and why we're coming to this Rabbi Chanina ben Chachinai, is because we're talking about, the value of Torah and Torah study and the benefits it confers. So this Rabbi Chanina ben Chachinai was, he lived, not exactly clear when, at the end of the period of Chorban Bayis Rishon, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and under the Romans, or maybe between that time and the time of the Bar Kokhba revolt. Now, the way the Bartanura learns it, these are two dangerous things that this fellow, that he is warning you against. If you're up at night when the mazikim and all sorts of bad things happen, bad influences, or you are walking alone where, all the thieves and robbers, bandits are hanging out, and you don't, if you have to do that, at least learn Torah to protect yourself. And if you don't, then you're responsible. There's a second approach, the Rabbeinu Yonah's approach, which is that these two things are dangerous, but there are also times that are mesugal, they're especially propitious for Talmud Torah, because when you're up at night, so what else there to do? There's no distraction, no work at night, therefore the time to learn Torah. And similarly, when you're walking alone, there's no one to distract, you're not working, and therefore you have spare time, and time to yourself, you should be thinking about Torah. That certainly would seem relevant to if you're talking about the time under Roman persecution. So the Romans had forbidden Talmud Torah, Torah study, but if you're up at night, no one's looking at you, you have, again, opportunity to learn. And same goes if you're on the path alone, no one's going to look over your shoulder. That's your big chance to learn. So in both those cases, if you waste that opportunity, you squander that opportunity, so then you've done a bad thing and you are essentially held responsible. There's a third approach, the approach of the Meiri, which is there are not two but three things in this Mishnah. And we're saying all three of these things are sort of things you do which bring danger upon yourself. The first is ne'er balayla, not sleeping properly at night. That is really, ill-advised. We're talking something about the biological need for a person to sleep and get good rest. One who doesn't sleep sufficiently is essentially dangerous as mental health, and all sorts of bad things come out of it. And one of my personal hobby horses, getting on my soapbox for just a moment here, although there are many amazing Talmidei Chacham and Rosh Yeshiva who seem like they're lamalim and atev, and they learn, they sleep 4 hours a night. Both of my close Rebbeim, Rav Yitzhak Berkowitz and Rav Chaim Zev Malinowitz, that's all, both, and Rav Berkowitz basically sleeps from 10 to 2 a.m., and he's up the rest of the time, and Rav Malinowitz slept, maybe less than that, he was always available, always up. But that should not be the paradigm. Those are exceptions, not the rule. And the Mishnah, the sixth parakut, he says, Miut Shena, is a weight for a derech for acquiring Torah. So that miut means to optimize, not to minimize, to get as little as you need, but get as much as you need. And that being the case, aspiring to sleep too little is very unhealthy and truly counterproductive. The famous stories abound. The Chavetz Chaim couldn't learn for a year because he didn't sleep enough, and so on and so forth. So one should sleep at night, and one who doesn't get the proper rest that he needs, certainly if he wastes his time, scrolling through his phone and reading the news and goofing about when he could be sleeping at night, that's a terrible decision, and it comes at great expense. Rav Noach Orlik, one of my Rebbeim, used to say, the Pasuk says, Vayera Vayiboker, the Pasuk says, it was night, then it was day, because the day begins with the night before. If you don't get a good night's rest, the rest of your day is ruined. Now, that's number one. Number two is V'hamahalach b'derech echidi, obviously walking alone in the time of Chazal, for sure. There wasn't a strong rule of law. It's dangerous. Tonight, the same thing, walking in the streets at night. You walk in Manhattan at 2 o'clock in the morning is a dangerous thing to do also. So ill-advised, don't do it. It's dangerous. And again, you'll be held responsible if you do something foolish like that. And also, a mefanel libo levatala, one who essentially wastes his time, turns himself to idle thought. You know, there's an expression that idle hands are the devil's workshop. It's not a Jewish expression, but it's true. If you have nothing to do, then you get up to no good. Or simply that it brings to shiamum, you know, it makes a person, you know, person who's bored, kind of goes out of his mind, of boredom. So these are dangerous things, and therefore, you have bechira, take responsibility, get good night's rest, don't walk in dangerous places, and don't waste endless time, you know, do something constructive, and keep yourself occupied and busy so that you stay out of trouble. And if you don't, raise a mischai benafsho, it's your own fault, and you'll be held accountable. That's the pshat of the Meiri.